Just to wrap up a little bit, I think it's so, you know, we find ourselves in a really, it's complicated, right? That's what Facebook would say about the time that we're in. And so many of the topics that came up today were polarized, right? That it's lean forward or lean back. Do we want to give people more agency or control those narratives? It's, you know, do we use the data or are we concerned about privacy and people's personal information? Are we pushing towards immersive experiences or are we concerned about the isolation that's there? The storyteller versus the experience designer or the world designer. The intellectual experience versus the emotional experience, it felt like a lot of the questions that kept coming up were, is it one or is the other? And that line that we fall in the middle, I think, is the exciting piece for anyone who's in this room, is that we seem to all enjoy playing and asking these questions. And then also the challenge, and this was really how the day started, was this pressure to be everywhere, to be on every platform, because how else do you find someone who may only be on one of those platforms, and yet acknowledging that you can only make money off of something when there is some semblance of scarcity or value that's there. So constantly navigating between all of these polarized dimensions in all of these ways. And then also when it comes to telling new stories, understanding that with all these new platforms, we need to start asking the questions about, you know, how we tell our own stories, how we empower other people to tell their stories, and what responsibilities we have when we tell other people's stories as well. This is my last time on the stage today, so let me say, this has been really a wonderful experience. I've learned things. You have been a wonderful audience. The Twitter sphere has been great. There's a lot of good comments that are there. And so it really has been a pleasure. So thank you for listening, and thank you to the OMDC for inviting me here today. And goodbye to everyone who's been watching in the live stream, including, I know, with the Transmedia Zone, we've had probably a dozen or 20 people in there all day asking great questions throughout the day. And I think having little hubs listening in different places is such a great idea as well. There they are. I hope that you guys also met some potential new partners today. This is another piece of the event that I think is really well designed, is the fact that it's not just the digital producers or the broadcast producers or the magazine people, the book people. We all know by now that thinking of ourselves in those silos isn't going to do any of us any good, and that the lines really have blurred. So hopefully you met some collaborators who are in different areas who you can be working with to do exciting new things and tell new people's exciting stories. And to all of our presenters and panelists, it's terrific to see so many Ontario companies thriving and adapting and innovating. If innovation and creative ways of telling stories is one of my passions, I really do love Canadian content and Ontario creators as well. Thank you for sharing your successes and the challenges with us. I think everyone here really does appreciate the openness. And now, Adam Kaplan will provide a last word.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ramona. And actually, you know, today's been, what a day. It's been a fantastic day. And I think a lot of that has had to do with, you know, it's tough to keep an event like this coming, you know, clipping along and, you know, focused. And Ramona, I think you did a marvelous job. So thank you so much. And I think I speak for everybody when I say that. I know everybody's trying to get upstairs, so I'll keep this fairly brief. But I just want to say, first of all, that the OMDC was so delighted and pleased to host today's the 7th Digital Dialogue Conference. And we were really delighted that you were all able to join us. Actually, on a personal note, this is probably one of my favorite, this is my favorite event of the year, and there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, this event for me kind of kicks off the year of thought, and today was really lovely in that, and forgive the sort of pun, but I felt as though I put on a pair of virtual reality goggles and was able to peer towards the end of the year and sort of see what's going to be current this year, and then also get a sense for what's going to be a generational change 20 years down the line when the teenagers of today will finally care about privacy. I think the conference really is about inspiring thinking. It's about introducing us to new ideas, to new people, new relationships, and then help those, you know, our businesses in the creative industries find audiences not only here in Ontario and Canada, but around the globe. And at the OMDC, we're committed to helping build strong companies and strong partnerships that in turn build strong creative industries in Ontario. Given the discussions we've heard here today, I know I have some things to take back to my team tomorrow and talk with them about and begin to explore everything from bots to narrowcasting and on and other modes of storytelling. To Ramona, once again, our clever and engaging MC, our visionary keynotes, our outstanding speakers, moderators, and panelists, our inspiring presenters, and in-conversation guests, who are at the back of the room still. We offer many thanks for your wisdom, for your candor, and for, quite frankly, your inspiration as well. So, and given that that I've been granted the privilege of the last word, I want to extend a deep and a heartfelt thank you to Raina, to Lucy, to the staff at the OMDC, and the team that they've assembled to put this event together. This event is a lot of work, and I also know that for 7 years, that team has pulled together a remarkable program, and I think this year is no different. We are just profoundly fortunate to have an organization, to have the OMDC, and they are truly helping us build a provincial success story that's being heard around the world. And so I think that it's a terrific organization to be a part of, and I have a lot of pride and pleasure in being able to serve. So don't forget, the companies that did the pitches are going to be upstairs. You'll have a chance to chat with them some more if you didn't connect with them over lunch, and also other people. And that wraps up the official part of the program. Please join us upstairs. We'll look forward to chatting with you then. One more thing, and I was reminded I was remiss. Nordicity paid for today in no small part. And I want to be able to thank them. Thank you very much.